Holy crap, we're back.
It's only been a week since the last episode.
Well, welcome to I'm Going to Ask Dad. Like, follow, subscribe, Facebook, Spotify, YouTube, and Amazon?
Don't know. It's not my job to keep track of that.
I know. That's why I'm questioning it. It's my job. I don't know that I would say I'm excited, but I'm definitely intrigued with today's topic, Evan. Like, these are the ones that it's like, man, this boy is going to be getting into the big stuff, because it's a controversial thing. People have very different opinions. So what questions do you have about abortion?
I was going to say that, but
oh,
you're very... All right, I just want... Are you pro-life or pro-choice, honestly?
Am I?
Yeah, this is just so I know what to ask.
I fall somewhere... I don't know. Do I believe abortion is murder? Yeah. Do I understand that sometimes it's a choice that needs to be made? Yeah. Like, it's just not a... I'm unsettled in myself on it. Like, I've not come to a thing that makes me go, I am this, right? Do I personally believe it's murder? I do. Like, that is a living being that is, you know, trying to come into life. Yeah, I don't know that I would put either label on myself, because I have a moral compass, but at the same time I understand the complexities of our world. So my belief of it, and watching somebody else who doesn't hold that belief make a choice for themselves, to me, you know, open and honest lovingness, because somebody that does it and doesn't feel about it, like, celebrates it, like, I don't care for that. Like, don't do it and celebrate it. You know, that to me, that's the loss of a child. You've lost your child. Mourn. So for me, if I know somebody that's gone through it, like, being present with them so that they can mourn if that's what they need to do. But I don't care for people that openly celebrate the idea. So, yeah, I wouldn't put either label on myself.
That took 3 minutes, surprisingly.
It happens.
Yeah. So, life of the mother, is it okay there?
Yeah. In your mind. Like, the main ones, to me, the main ones, life of the mother is the one where it's like, I don't know, even then, if it's possible for a C-section and to allow that life to grow, why, like, would we try to do everything to allow that life to flourish? Now, if it's an absolute, there's no possible way the mother survives even a C-section. Again, do I think it's the intentional killing of a living being? Yes. I don't have to live with that. The morality of a decision I've made. And to me, if that mother walks away and she's I can't imagine it's an easy thing to walk away from. Like, if you want to have a child, and then there are complications to the point where you've got to make the decision to terminate that child's life in order to save your own, like, that would be, to me, it seems like it's a horrible thing to experience. To want to bring a child into this world just to lose it, to save your own life. I wouldn't. I'll never get to be in that specific position myself, right? Like, I'll never get to be. And I can't imagine. I can't imagine carrying a child and then losing the child to save myself. The other one, like rape and incest, I don't have anything to speak to on that one. Like, that one, I don't have a life experience. Rape, however, I knew somebody, like, again, not my own experience, but I've known somebody in my lifetime that their life was a product of rape. Like, their mother was raped, and that was why they were part of this world. And they were incredibly grateful to have gotten to live, you know? And that's it's an experience I'll never get to have. I can't imagine the weight of A, being sexually assaulted, and then B, seeing the result of that and caring for the result of that. And, you know, how difficult would it be to love the child of that rape? You know, how?
Well, I imagine more of that would end up going out on the offender, and, like, I feel like it'd be a 50-50 split, in all honesty.
But think about it, like, if, again, we're men, we're like, this, we're not going to have this experience, right? We're not going to experience being raped and having a child because of that. So we can't know what that's like. To look at your child that you carried, that you had because of this horrific event, and let's say that child looks just like the offender, right? And you're raising this child because you have no idea where this person went, or they're in prison, or whatever it might be, right? And you're raising this child who grows up and looks exactly like that person. So you, who knows what kind of PTSD the struggle is, and you're seeing the offender there in this child growing up.
But
go ahead.
But also, there'd be a bit of yourself in there, because DNA is a 50-50 split between the male and female.
Right. But think about yourself. How much more like me do you look than your mom? You know, like, there's potential, and I'm not saying this is going to be the case every time. I'm just saying that the potential of what somebody's experience can be, again, because you and I will never experience this. So getting outside of our own perception of the world into another person's perspective of it, and what does it mean to have to look at the child born of rape? And, you know, if you don't choose abortion, maybe adoption is the right course, but, you know, the going through that childbearing process, knowing that this child will be the product from a horrific event of your life. Like, it's again, this is where I sit, right? Like, I listen to a lot of people speak about this as if it is black and white. I believe it is black and white. Like, I believe black and white. I believe that it is the killing of a human being.
Well, that's, well, I don't. I see it more as a gradient spectrum from, like, a gradient from black to white, not black and white. Like, there's a gray section.
You see spaces where it's not the ending of a human form?
Before, most of this abortion stuff is 6 months or after, right? At all.
It's different all the places. I want to say 16 weeks is usually a number that I hear floated around. That is for everybody, or injection for anybody listening to. I don't know laws on this. I'm guessing based on things I've heard over time. So that would be about 4 months. And at that point, I don't know the specifics of it, but I'm sure there's the formation of organs, heart, brain tissue, things like that.
Yeah, but I imagine once that brain's fully formed, it's complete, the child is completely capable of free thinking. At that point, it's murder, I think. Once it's capable of
Okay.
thought.
Consciousness. Would you
Like,
say
even just,
consciousness?
no, just thinking in general. Yeah, consciousness, I don't know how to describe consciousness.
Okay, and I ask this because I don't mean to dissuade you, right? Your belief, but just in the I've listened to a lot of things about this. And I've put thought to this myself because I have my own experiences. If consciousness is the bearer of life, what do we do with people that have lost their control of consciousness? People that are in vegetative state, should we end their lives? Or should we hope for the potential of them coming back?
Yeah, you should hope for the potential of them coming back because they still have the capability of that free thinking. Free thinking, it's just like there's just some complications, it's something complicating it. It doesn't mean you can necessarily.
So why prevent the potential of an infant achieving that. And again, I don't want to sit here and I don't want you to feel like you've got to change your mind. It's just like the critical thinking of the entire spectrum.
I don't, but you have a good point there.
And this is where I sit. I personally believe that at conception, it is a human being. It can't be anything else, right? It cannot be anything else. It is going to be a human being. That is the potential of these molecules that have come together. So at any point ends that human life. And murder is defined as the, the intentional ending of life. So that's just where I sit, right? That's my personal thing. I would like to see all life flourish, but I'm also big on not really telling people what to do with their life. So it's such a gray area for not gray. It's just this weird vacillation of space of yes, I believe it's a murder. I'm not in their situation. I don't know what that would take. Because technically, right, somebody breaks into this house and starts walking towards you. I pull my firearm and I kill them. Was I intentionally taking a life?
Well, that I'm not living in your position. You were protecting,
Intentionally, I harmed them.
but
But
also,
I wouldn't go to jail for it.
wait, you wouldn't?
No, a self-defense protecting you inside of our own home. It would be investigated, certainly, but
But technically, it wasn't self-defense. It was. you defending me.
Well, I'm allowed to, if it's in our home, I'm allowed to defend our home.
Oh.
Yeah. Like, if I felt myself or you were in threat of danger, and I thought the only way through was to fire my firearm, I would shoot to necessarily stop somebody, but the odds of them surviving are going to be low, right? Like, it's a gunshot in a small space. It's going to do damage. Does the ambulance get here in time for that person's life to be saved? I intentionally did the trigger to cause that harm. So if that person dies, did I murder them?
According to the law...
Right.
No, but by definition,
Naturally, I would feel awful for having taken somebody's life, but I would walk away believing I did the right thing. So for me to look at somebody else's situation and say, supplant my own moralities into it, can I send them love and grace knowing that it cannot possibly have been an easy thing to go through? If I did that, do I want people screaming at me in the street? Or I don't want somebody coming up to me, hugging me and saying, hey, you're going to be okay. You're going to get through this. Right? So where is the love and support? Because it's not going to be screaming murder just because you think somebody's a murderer. Right? That person that broke in, how do you think their family's going to look at me? They're going to look at me as a murderer. They could be on the street protesting me screaming murderer. But the rest of the town could be like, what are you talking about? He was protecting himself. So is me going to somebody and saying, you're a murderer because they've had an abortion, the best way to handle the situation?
No.
Can we sit at the table and say, yes, I believe this is a murder, but are you okay? How are you doing? This couldn't have been an easy choice.
I certainly agree with that, and...
I don't believe it's the right choice, but it doesn't mean I need to accuse you of things, because most likely you're having a very difficult time. And I've seen things on the internet where they probably didn't have a difficult time. Like, I've seen celebrations of abortions. Like, I don't agree with that. I don't think the taking of life should be celebrated in any stance. Again, would I feel great because I protected you in having shot somebody in the house? Yes. Am I going to go out in the streets and celebrate it? No.
No.
Like, I would probably try to attend that funeral. I apologize to the family for having that person passed. But it's not what I wanted. I don't want somebody to die. I don't want that to be the case. But... in a moment, I made a choice. I made an intentional choice. So it's this whole, we could all have different beliefs. What we can't do is scream at each other that each other are wrong. But if we can sit and talk and try to get into one another's shoes. Like, if you don't believe it's murder, that's fine. Tell me why. Tell me why you don't think it's murdering of a human being. Just because it's not a being outside of the body. One of the things that really irks me is when it's referred to as a parasite. Now, classical definition of a parasite? Sure. But in no species, no other species, have we ever been like, oh, look at they've created, that's a parasite growing in the female now. Like that.
Yeah, like by definition, it's a, and also it's a mutualistic relationship. The child gets all of that, all of those resources, and in return, there's a new, and in return later on, a new member of that species is born.
The progeny cares for the elders, right? Like you carry on your legacy, your family, so that there is care for you later on. Like, let's face it, you're gonna have to wipe my butt when I'm in my 90s.
I was not expecting that.
I don't think anybody was. What other questions do you have? I feel like my lighting's way off today.
Yeah, I don't know. We just get carried away a lot. Like, somehow we managed to, I don't know, but...
Well, and that's the point, right? Like, talk about the concepts as they occur to you. Because that's now you've got fully developed thought processes. You listen to one another. We may not necessarily agree at the beginning of life, right? But we sit and we listen to each other.
Yeah, and I feel people have... I feel like if we... I don't want to put labels on people, but, like... I feel like the left has lost a lot of... Doesn't have a lot of that respect, which it's a shame. I'd really like to hear some of those opinions on other things.
One of the most difficult things, like, there are people I don't talk to anymore because it's just not worth my time and effort anymore. Like, because you can't even try to have a conversation because they start screaming at you. So I quit putting my energy in maintaining connections with people because I don't make connections with people to be screamed at for something I believe in. That's not the kind of relationship I want to have with anybody. You and I last week went through I had some really difficult times keeping my cool with you, right? I don't want that relationship to be coming out of me towards you, because I know I don't want that relationship, the relationships I have, to be like that with me, right? Like, we know what it's like to be yelled at and listened to. But that, again, that's the, do we go out and scream that somebody is a murderer? Or do we reach out with a living grace trying to appreciate and understand them for where they are? Yes, I can believe something. I'm allowed to believe that. I can also sit down and listen to somebody try to say why they believe what they believe. But it can only happen if both parties are willing to do that. And I've had people that just will not speak to me about something. And don't get me wrong, like, is there a lot of it in the left-leaning persuasion today? Yes. But I've had that same kind of thing happen from the right too in the past. When I was more left-leaning, there were people in my life that leaned right that would not talk to me and would scream at me for their opinions. It's what I knew. So right. It's not just one side. You're young, so it seems like it's one sided right now because you're seeing a lot of it from that way. But I've seen people from the right leaning persuasions do the same thing too. So it's not one way all of the time. It's just something is.
Yeah, it's just an issue when you go super far left, which is surprisingly super far left or right.
Right. Yep. I think that's the big thing to remember is most people aren't on those fringes. But there has been a more and more like people refusing to even talk about things or consider things. Like the people I don't really engage with anymore because of how vocal they are about politics and how far aside from mine they are. Like they call it a silent majority for a reason, right? You've got the people screaming about how awful everything is, And the people that don't say anything believe in what's going on. So it's crazy. Abortions, though. See, off topic. Do I get to ask questions now, or do you have more?
Yeah, we're only at 25 minutes.
That's fine. It's a big topic. Like, we can take our time on this one. So, do you have more?
No.
Okay. Actually, we had a pretty good back and forth on a few of these things. What do you think the father's role should be in abortion?
Oof. Oh. Just help the mother get through.
Could he
Help the
have a
mother get.
say?
Yes, he should, except for rape and incest. And also life of the mother. But it's only at the point where it's absolutely required. That's
Yeah,
when.
like there's a good opportunity at life of the mother, maybe unconscious, like in the middle of giving birth, maybe unconscious, and dad has to make the decision, right? Like that's possible. Not a lot of people. Okay, let me say it this way. The most vocal voices I've heard on the matter would disagree with you. Because it's the woman's body that the baby is in, right? So it's their choice to do it.
And I
Go ahead.
see where that opinion come I see where that opinion comes from, but it's also half the father's DNA.
And I think, I know I've shared this with you before. Again, it goes back to put yourself in the other person's shoes. Oftentimes, we focus on ourselves and our thought processes can be very selfish. But I will never forget, like, I'm almost ashamed of this fact, right? But when your mother told me she was pregnant with you, the first words out of my mouth were asking her if she planned on keeping, like she said, I'm pregnant. And I asked, do you plan on keeping it? Right. And in the split seconds of me asking her and her answering me was just this abject terror because I was excited. Like she said it, and I was excited at the idea that we would have a child. But at the same time, for those few seconds, maybe less than a second, I don't know, time does weird things, right? But until she said no, I sat in this wild place of fear that if she said yes, there was absolutely, or if she, wait, if she had told me she wasn't planning on keeping you, if she had said, no, I'm not going to keep it, there was nothing I could do. There's nothing I could do to protect my own child. And I like that has formed a lot of my opinion that there should be some place. I agree with you. If it was rape, again, like dad was part of it, but by force, does he get a say?
No.
Right. But if it's two consenting adults that performed an act that resulted in the creation of life, both of them should have a say. And like, I get it because then it puts the onus on the woman, right? Like they say, the man gets to have the fun and then the woman's got to carry the child. But that's his child. So it's a again, putting one another in each other's shoes. Like again, for the man, recognizing that, yeah, her body's gonna have to go through this it's her body that's going through this, and her recognizing that, you know, he wants to have a child. But creating some kind of world where even, I don't know what it would look like, but some kind of world where, like, if I said, I, you know, let me keep them. Like, I will take care of the child. Don't even worry about it. I would have done that. I like to think I would have done that. I guess I don't know. That was a long time ago. You're almost 14. Jesus Christ.
It's February. We're nowhere close.
It's like halfway there.
I'm opening my calendar.
I think the day is exactly halfway there.
6 months away.
Exactly 6 months from now.
Yes.
Half a year. See? We're halfway there. I was right. You're almost.
That is not almost. Wait. We also gotta calculate that with the time.
Yeah, and I think that was right around now.
God. No way.
I would say it was maybe one or two, which means you're closer than halfway. You're just beyond halfway. I'm terrible with the times. I know your mom knows them. Okay. How did you like the vegetative state question? How did that critical thinking go for you?
Really opened my eyes to the duality of these kinds of subjects. Like, you have the elderly and the unborn. You have to, like, it's not abortion with the elderly, but when they're in that state, they're essentially unborn. And that was a really tough question. I'll just say that.
It made you think, right? And I think that's the biggest thing, is be willing and open to thinking differently. That was the whole premise of wanting to do this, right? Is let's talk about, it's okay to be open, and, you know, just because somebody challenges my beliefs doesn't mean I have to change my beliefs. Now, somebody screams at me that I'm completely wrong and I'm an ignorant asshole. Guess what? I'm going to double down on my beliefs just to be that asshole that you already think I am. that's who I am. But you want to sit at the table and discuss why we believe differently. What led us to those different beliefs? Because it's not just like, I'm not just making up these decisions right now. Like, this is something I've spent time thinking about. This is something I've engaged with people in my life that have experienced. So I have a lot of facets that I get to put together and go, okay, what do I think about this? And it's, I see both sides. I understand both sides when I hear them. But I've made my decision that I believe that it is life and that we're ending it intentionally. And that it gets the label of murder. But also, I'm not walking around, you know, needing abortions. So I don't. My only thing is that they're like a different structure in some capacity. I don't know what it looked like. I don't know what the solution would be. But some capacity for the man of a consenting pair of adults having, I don't want to say like leverage, like that's not the right word, but having a capacity to speak up and say, I would like my child somehow. How can we do that? To me, that would be a step forward. And I don't say that from a place of like the man getting say over the women's body. Like, I'm not coming from that place, which is what it gets labeled all the time. If anybody ever says it, like, you just want control over her. It's not that I want control. It's that it's my child too.
Yeah.
So let's sit and figure it out. I'm not saying I want control. I want to say in what happens to the life of my own child. Thankfully at this point in my life, not going to be having any more children. Two is enough. He bet I know of. Kidding. I guess really I can't be kidding with that, right? Because like, if I don't know, I don't know.
Yeah.
You got like 7 step siblings out there somewhere? Or half siblings? Kidding.
Seven, just know that. That's an absurd number. Maybe 3.
All right. Any questions from you?
No.
All right. Have a good day, everybody. Leave us a comment. Let us know what you think. Check us out next week when we're going to talk about it. What do you think, Evan?
Don't know.
No. Well, we'll come up with something between now and then. See ya.
See ya.